Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That travel person's coming, I swear to God. He told me like a month ago. Hey, we're getting you a travel person. Or a travel person.
Traffic.
Traffic person, right. Excuse me.
Unless we're getting
for
a
travel
agent
problems.
May need a travel agent after this.
Right. Wow. All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Eric Reed, Valley Sports. You can see him on the post-game coverage right after each of these Heat games right now. Eric, good morning. That was a tough one last night for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, a couple tough losses in a row, guys. Before we get started, Joe, how many cups of coffee you had already this morning?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh, I went Dunkin' Donut Big Boy,
right?
The big, big boy. And then I followed it up with company
coffees?
Coffee, yeah. Loaded too, not the healthy
just
ones.
Just one?
Just one.
All right, so he's about
I don't know, 30, 35, 40 ounces?
Yeah, I would say 40, probably.
Right. You got me beat. I'm two cups in.
Well,
anyway, listen, so far, guys, it has been one of the most even and uneven series I can remember. The Heat's two wins at home by a total of 30 points. The Sixers' two wins in Philly by 28 points. And, the three-point shooting, dramatic, dramatic difference. In the first two games, Miami out-tripled Philly 23-14. The Heat shot a respectable 35%. Philadelphia struggled. They went 22% from three in the two games in Miami. In the two losses, guys, the top three-point shooting team in the league all year, Miami, has shot 22% from three. Oh, they've been out-tripled in the two losses, 32-14. That's a 96-42-point deficit. That's hard to make up, almost impossible. So that's the easiest thing to pinpoint. But the other thing, it's not just as simple as that. Jimmy Butler hit on a key point in his post-game interview after the game. He said, sometimes when you miss shots, your defense suffers. And to give up 116 points on 54% shooting last night, two games in a row allowing Philly 16 made threes, that's hard to win with that kind of defense. It's very uncharacteristic of Miami. And listen, a lot of the times when you're struggling with your shooting, you need that defense to generate your offense and get some points in that way. So last night, the Heat out-rebounded Philly. They outscored him in the paint 48-34. They outscored him in points off turnovers 24-11, yet they lost the game. So, really poor three-point shooting, below average defense for Miami, and now we got a best two out of three. So there's plenty to talk about, but, Heat Nation, not a time to hang your head. This is a time you tighten that chin strap a little bit more, and you got two out of the next three at home. You need to win both of those games, obviously, at home if you want to win this series.
All right, let's talk about the Joel Embiid, not just the guy down low and, you throw it in there, he was able to get a couple easy baskets early, but the guy that everybody collapses and all of a sudden Green and some other guys getting real good looks at three-point shots, and, of course, he's able to knock them down. That factor and what Joel Embiid, just all the different things, having him back, even though there was some rust in there, boy, just how he's helped and the confidence of all the rest of those guys around him now, Eric.
Yeah, Joe. Listen, the two returning players have had different experiences coming back. Joel Embiid, you expect that the guy who's probably going to be MVP this year is going to make a huge difference. Courageous performance in those last two games. Listen, his numbers are good. I think his top value to the Sixers is what he has done to Bam. In the first game that he came back, game three, Bam had 9 points and three rebounds, one assist, after dominating the first two games in Miami without Embiid. And then last night, Bam's numbers were good, but you remember he picked up his fourth foul with about 8.5 minutes left, third quarter, and had to sit out the final 8.5 minutes of the third. So his impact is huge. Danny Green had the king size game three. Crazy, that twice in his career he's gone 7 for 9 in the playoffs against Miami. First time was in game three, 2013. Does it in game three of this series. But, Joe, the guy everybody had buried, James Harden, didn't I tell you a week ago that he's still capable? So listen to these numbers for Harden. First of all, last night Harden and Embiid combined for 55 points and 23 free throw attempts. But Harden went 4 of 19 from 3 in the first three games, goes 6 of 10 last night. He had 4 fourth-quarter points in the first three games, goes for 16 in the fourth quarter last night and makes 4 of his 6 threes, several of them, late game daggers. That's what it takes in the playoffs. So, Harden came through for them last night. Miami got some work to do. And, the Kyle Lowry situation, obviously perplexing and interesting. This guy, listen, he's a native son of Philadelphia. He came back with the hamstring probably earlier than he should have. He's trying to warrior his way through it, but in two games, he's got 6 points on 3 of 14 shooting. He hasn't made a three in 8 tries. Knowing Kyle, he's going to try to play in game 5, but Spo and Kyle and the Heat are going to have to decide what's the best route. Do you play an injured point guard or try to go without him and let him rest? We don't know how severe the hamstring tweak was last night, but early in the game, it was so ominous, Joe and Zach, when you saw him clutch at that hamstring early. He came out, he came back in, and Joe, more than most of us how difficult it is to play, with a bad hamstring. So, I know two things. Here they are. The Miami's 5-0 at home in the playoffs. They are 4-0 in the playoffs without Kyle. They showed us all year they could win without some of their best players. They may have to do that again in game 5.
Yeah, I just think that Kyle Lowry means just obviously so much to this team. I just think he means a lot to even Jimmy when the two of them are out there on the court. So Jimmy doesn't have to do any of the ball handling, and Kyle just takes it. He's the quarterback out there. I think when Jimmy's out there having a good game like this, a lot of the times Lowry is a big help for him out there too.
Yeah, not last night, but you're right. Listen, one of the reasons why Kyle, I think the main reason that Kyle's addition was so significant, it took Miami's two best players, Jimmy and Bam. These were the primary playmakers a year ago. Mm-hmm. I think they're more effective when they're secondary ball handlers and playmakers and primary attackers and scorers. That's what Kyle enables both of them to do. Plus, Kyle's such a great organizer on the offensive end, the tip of the spear defensively. And that's been, turned down in this series. But listen, Jimmy Butler, what can you say about playoff Jimmy? We saw 2 years ago in the bubble playoffs what a postseason he had. This, by far, has been the best postseason of Butler's career. We're talking about 29 points per game on 53% shooting, over 7 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 2.5 steals. Let me run down what he's done. 45 points, no turnovers, game 2 against Atlanta. 36 points, 10 boards, no turnovers, game 4 against Atlanta. 33 points, 9 boards, game 3 at Philly. And then last night, 40 points, 12 of 13 from the line, 6 assists, 1 turnover. You can't ask any more from Jimmy. He obviously is going to need help. Wherever it comes from, Miami will take it. But he's been fantastic in these playoffs, and he was again last night.
All right, we got to ask you about the other thing, because you were going, man, our three-point shooting's been real bad the last couple of games. I don't know if you had to think it. I was thinking it myself. Duncan Robinson sitting down there at the end of the bench, is there a chance this Bo, who's been talking about, hey, we need all 15. We need everybody. That's how we got here, that we see Duncan Robinson and use his three. I get whatever he doesn't do defensively, but if you're not knocking shots down, don't you give him a chance, see if he can bring something in to your three-point?
Maybe, Joe, maybe. That's a definite maybe. Eric Spoelstra talked about it. He said he considered using Duncan last night and chose not to. Caleb Martin only played 8 seconds in the game last night. Those are two guys that were, you know, really useful players during the regular season. But, listen, it's an easy target right now. When you've shot 22% from three in the last two games, and listen, this is in the postseason, Miami was number one in the league in the regular season, about 39% right. from three. Four times in nine playoff games, they've been 25% or less from three. And that's happened in three of the four games against the Sixers. So it's an easy thing to point out. Hey, maybe try Duncan. But guys, it's not just that they're missing threes. They gave up 116 points on 54% shooting. Yeah. So I think it's an oversimplification to say, hey, what about Duncan? Spo knows better than we know. There's a chance Duncan can play, but that's not the single difference maker. It's more complicated than just playing Duncan Robinson. Now, Oladipo is getting minutes, and I think he's been pretty productive, even though he hasn't shot it great. So where would Duncan's minutes come? I would guess he would share it with Strus. And just like Duncan's leash got shorter late in the season, you know, Strus is 5 for 16 from three in the last two. So maybe in game five, if Strus gets off to a slow start, maybe that's Duncan's re-entrance into this series and into these playoffs. But I do believe it's a point, Joe, but I think it's been a little bit over accentuated. Yeah. That's what everybody does. You know, you overreact to the result of each playoff game, and that's, I don't want to even say it's an overreaction. That is the reaction, but I think it's an oversimplification of what's going on right now.
Eric, we are in radio, my friend.
Yes, I know that.
Second guest specialist right here. That's
nobody
it.
Does a second guest game better than we do.
Right,
we piss coaches off for a living here,
right,
man. Stop
it. That's it. Eric, all right, so how about this? I put it in order through my mom for some matzo ball soup. Dwayne Dedmon's going to be good to go for this next game. We're just going to get him that soup and get him in there because I got to have him in there. I can't have the fronting Joel Embiid. It scares me every time. I know it's I hate to question Spoelstra's defense, especially his game plan, because it's been outstanding in the first round and even through the first two games.
All right, you're
series.
Done. You don't have to keep saying all the nice things. Get to it.
Dwayne Dedmon, we need him to play. Right.
Dedmon was out. You know, it's not the DNP last night. He was out with a head cold.
Right.
He would have helped. It was interesting to watch the way Miami changed their defense through the game. Early on, listen, Miami is one of the best switching defensive teams in basketball. But occasionally, when you switch as much as the Heat do, sometimes you're switching into a mismatch. There was a play last night where Bam was out at the three-point line guarding Harden, and yet Butler – and a couple of times Strus early in that game matched up against Embiid. That's a disadvantage switch, and Philadelphia took big advantage of it. You know, Embiid got 15 points in the first quarter.
Right.
They held him in check the rest of the game. They went to a lot of zone and rebounded better out of it than you usually do out of a zone. And I liked when they fronted, but it did get Bam into foul trouble. Dedmon would have made some difference. I don't think game-changing difference. But Miami's got – listen, the home court's going to help, but you got to make shots. And for Miami, the defense is so important. So even if you're not making shots, you got to double down on the defensive end, man.
All right, home floor, man. Take advantage of that home court, baby. That's got to be the key to this thing.
When people say the regular season has no meaning, Joe,
it does.
I would disagree.
It does, right?
I mean, Miami worked hard all year to have a home court advantage, and now in a best two out of three, two of those three will be in Miami.
Yeah, Eric, what do you got for us tomorrow? Because we're not going to have you on. What do you got? What time's the action, man, for you?
Yeah, 7:30 game time. We will have that post game for you on Bally Sports. And I don't know how many people are watching or not, but John Crotty, Ron Rothstein, myself, Ruth Riley, Hunter, and Jax from Site. We've had fun, and we think we've had some real comprehensive one-hour post-game shows. And it's hard. Heat fans have been used to that post-game show all year long, and I think it's hard for the fan that the minute that game ends, national TV turns you off, and we invite you to turn us on. And win or lose, you're going to get the full post-game rehash and recap. And we hope we got better things to talk about after Tuesday's game. Listen, the longer a series goes, the more twists and turns there are, and we got big-time playoff drama. Right now, there'll be bigger games, I hope, but right now, Game 5 is the most important game of the season to this point for Miami. Right.
Eric, thank you, man. Really appreciate you getting up with us this morning from that drive from Fort Lauderdale to Boca and then getting up with us this morning. Thank you.
Oh, listen, drive my daughter to the bus stop at 6:30, so this is like midday.
Look at you, man. The best.
Well
All
done,
right,
Eric.
Dad.
Thanks,
thank you.
Eric.
Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.